smell changes into the smell of vinegar. See, old Reicha Chala, when wine that starts to smell like vinegar, even though the time of Chamra, the taste of the wine is still good wine. The Locha is Chala. Abaye says it has already a Locha of vinegar. And the Chur will be possible to use for Kiddush then. It's not called wine anymore. Abaye holds that as soon as the wine starts to at least smell like vinegar, it loses its name wine. It's not called wine anymore. It has the same vinegar. And therefore, if it's called min b'minoi, it would be us even the mashu. Zevile min b'minoi. So called min b'minoi, the mashu. It's called the mashu. Rashi, Reicha Chala, Yayin Zeh Samach Leruvai. Right before this wine mixes into the vinegar, have a Reicha Chala, its own smell, starts to smell like vinegar, starts to sour, becomes sour. The time Macham, even though it tastes like wine. Sabaya says, Ubosa Reicha Vin, I go after the smell of the wine. Ugishnisarvu Hevle Min B'minoi. Therefore, the time they come together, it's still like Min B'minoi, and therefore it's called the Mashu. That's Abaye's Svara. Rava says, no, the nice in time, I go after the nice in time here. Why? Now, there would be bottle bride. As long as you have much more vinegar on the bottom than you have wine coming in, it'll be bottle bride. Why? Because Rav holds Reicha Chala. If it smells like vinegar, but for time of Chamra, it still tastes like wine, still the taste of wine. Chamra, still called wine. This is Ravisvara. Devilei min v'sheni minoi. Therefore, the wine is still called wine. Now, true, you have Yayin Nesach falling into vinegar. That's min v'sheni minoi. And that's our klal. We'll call min v'sheni minoi b'nai sitam. Since it's different minim, one is wine and one is vinegar, that's the din. It's only yasa if you taste it. If there's less than shishim. But once there's more than shishim there of heta, that you do not taste the yasa, then it becomes muta. The Bible of Nalb just says that Rava says, Meitam Reicha Milsa, but the Yishleim Adosim Kishniya, but the last part of it says, Mikan Nira, the Muta Lakadish, Vera Shabbos Alayayin, Shereicha Chola Vatayim Echamra. Let's say you have wine, that you made, old wine, you made Kiddush on, and when you start to taste it, it smells sour already. The smell is like vinegar ready. But as long as it tastes like wine, it's kosher for Kiddush. Because we paskin like Rava, that even though it already has a smell of vinegar, already smells sour, but since the wine still tastes all right, we go bust the timer, bust the taste of the wine. Enochami, sometimes Rachman is here, start drinking your wine, it tastes very sour, that you will not drink the wine, it's a big shiloh. A bealocha pasha, you have to make Kiddush over again, you're not just a Kiddush. If the wine is so sour that normally you would not drink, it's too sour to drink, it's not called yayin anymore. And then you make Kiddush, not on one, you have to make Kiddush over again. Mm-hmm. If it's just a little bit sour that you still drink, it's not so good, then the other you could be yusta with it. But if it got so sour that it's not that you would, like this, you would not drink it, you throw it away, you're not yusta Kiddush. Yeah. Of course, you taste your wine there for a Friday, unless you have nubakas.
What happens?
But you don't go after the smell of the wine, but you go after the taste of the wine. As long as it still tastes like wine, it's called wine, that makes the mimbishen amino. Now, Mar says, hi, Bas Teya. There was a question of smelling wine. Bas Teya, Rashi says, nekev, that's a hole, noikum b'magufas chavim. He used to make a hole in the barrel of wine, l'arech es ayayin, and an inspector would come down to smell the wine, l'boitka, to test it out. In Yochel Eskayin, you have to know how good this wine is. Can't let it store yet for another 10 years, for another few years, so you have to smell it. If it starts to smell a little bit sour, you know you have to use it up right now. Don't store it. So you used to go down and smell the wine. Now let's say, hi Bas Teya. So now, oy ve tichavim vid Yisrael shapadami. If you have a Goyish inspector that comes down to inspect the Jewish wine, that's okay, shapadami, you're allowed to let him smell it. He's not going to touch it, like the Jews are there. You see clearly he's not going to put his hand inside the barrel. He's only putting his nose near the barrel to smell it, that's okay. That's not maga. He does not make our wine yayin nesach. That's okay. Yeah. But what about the other way? What about Yisrael with the Yerfi Kechavim? Let's say a Jew wants to be a wine inspector and he wants to go down to the Goyish wine to smell the wine.
Now, by Goyim Shivon, it's also by no Yain Nefech, or Sam Yenam. So the question is, can a Jew be an inspector to smell Yain Nefech? Is that sort of like you're having Hanor enjoyment from Yain Nefech? You want to go down and smell the barrels. Is it mutter to smell the barrel or not? That's a Shaila Yisrael for the other Kachovim. So Abayi Ramah Osa, Abayi says, oh, it's also for the Jew to even smell Yain Nefech. But who are you having Hanor from? It's also by no? Rabbi Ramah Mutter. Rabbi says, no, he passed like Rabbi. Rabbi says it's mutter. What's the machlokes? Abayi Ramah Osa, Abayi says it's also Reicha Milti. The smell of something is called something. So the smell of Yain Nefech is like Yain Nefech. So you're having some enjoyment there, it smells good, and since the Yain Nefech itself is also Bano, you're not going to smell it. You're not going to go to smell the wine, that's also the Chal the Yisra Hano of Yain Nefech. That's what Rav holds. That's what Abayi holds. Abayi Omer Reicha Milti. Yes, that's it also. Really, the Shaila of Reicha Milti is not only Shaila by Yisuri Hano. I'm almost even the shalom by Dovek Osa Bachila. That's the shalom muscle by Tarfit of Bosa B'cholov. If you could bake something in the same oven, if you hold Reicha Milta. If you hold Reicha Milta, the smell that goes into it is considered like the food itself. If you smell the food, it's considered like the food itself goes inside you. There would be Osa even with a Dovek only Osa Bachila. Not only something that's Osa Bano. Yeah. So lechatchila we're machmer, lechatchila we're always machmer on Reicha Milta. That means that in the same oven, you shouldn't cook something that gives off Reicha, gives off smell, if it'll go into the other food. If you have plastic, then you have a cake next to it, you shouldn't do it at the same time if there'll be Reicha. So lechatchila we hold Reicha is awesome. But the other we hold is Mutter. But so far, Abayi says Reicha is Milti. Rav Ramah Mutter. Rav says, no, it's Mutter for the Jew to go and smell the Yain Nefech. Why? Reicha Lav Milti. What are you doing? You're only smelling it. There's no mamos, there's no ban of the Yain is coming into you. You're only smelling it. That's not called the Yain itself. Therefore, Rav Old, Reicha Mutter. It's not called, you have the Guf Hadavar, this doesn't come into you. Yeah. What? Okay.
Just like you see that.
Who are the first of the first place? Abayi also says, Reicha Milti. The chashvina like kishaisa. It's sitting like you're drinking the yayin. Avalein line with the chashvina nemer. Don't say it's sitting like you're having hanor. Then came aporach mekamari. What next must kasha by truma? Truma is arasa banor. Therefore, those lines of the machlokes here is where it's sitting like you're drinking yourself. And therefore, this issa reicha would apply not only to yisuri hanor, but anything that's arasa bachila. Even my basa bachola would apply. So if you have reicha, the smell of it, is that considered like you're eating it or not? That's what Machlokes Abayi of Rav. So it says, Gemara says this, Amar Rav, Rav says, Mino Amina Lo. How do I know to say this? The Reicha V'loi Klum. That if you smell Issa, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not considered like you're eating the Issa. How do I know this? It's not wrong like this. Tano Yavin Oven, Shesiko B'chmoin Shatruma. That you heated it up with Chmoin, from truma, grass, leaves, kamein, cumin, they call it, that you made it from truma. You heated up the oven with truma. And then the offer by a sapat. Now with the heat in the oven, you put your bread there, you bake your bread. So says Allah, pas muteris, you allow to eat this bread. Why? The fishain tam kamein. Because there's no tam of the kamein itself in the bread. El orecha kamein, it's only the smell. It's only the reicha of the kamein. Like you are burning kamein in this oven. So the actual kamein itself got burnt up. That's not around anymore. It's only the smell of it came out and went into the bread. So true, you have a smell now of truma in this bread. And so it says it's mutter b'achila. You see clearly that reicha lav milti. This is a taste raya, that we're not talking about a question whether you're having hanor from the smell or not. Because if so, what's the mustache from truma? Truma is mutter b'hanor. So the question is the smell fitted like you're eating or drinking the food itself? So Abayi says, smelling the food is like you're drinking the food itself. You're drinking Yain Nefech. Here, Rav has the proof, not like you. Here it says clearly, even though there's a smell of truma in the bread, so it says you're allowed to eat the bread. Since you're not eating the yisra, the truma, you're only smelling it, it's mutter. So what does Abayi do with this Mishnah? Huh?
You want to see if you can do it. So you go down, you want to have training there. So they're not saying you're not mach tzei, you're doing it for yourself. They'll be mutter, right? Okay, I'll come from here. So from this mission now, it's a kasha on Abaya. So my answer is, we Abaya, shani hosam de miklai isure. That's different. Here, what was the truma? The kamoin that you're burning in the oven. Since the yisur itself gets burnt up, so it's not here in the world anymore. Then the rank of the smell that comes up is not like the yisur. When does a bayis say smell? Smelling yisur is also, if the yayin nesach is here. If the yayin nesach is here, then the smell that comes up, it's like an extension from the yayin nesach. So we consider like the yayin nesach going inside you. If you smell basar, and the basar is there, we consider like the meat itself goes into you. It's still flasic. But where the yisur here of truma is burnt up, not here anymore, so the smell is not called an extension, therefore even a bay would be made of the bread is mutter bachila. Now, the bay of Shana Sabino goes on. Rav Mori, let's see here. Omar Rav Mori said, Shinoi Kitanoi, a bay of Rav is throwing wheels on my cloak at Tanoim. Says Aloko, Haroi de Paschama. Somebody took off nice, fresh, hot bread. Haroi de Paschama, you take the fresh bread out of the oven. The Nos now Pichov Yisho Yain Shal Truma. And you put it on top of a barrel of wine of truma. The question is now that the reyach, the smell of the truma, goes into the bread. The question is, can a Jew, can a Zar eat it? Rabbi Meir, the Meir says it's also for Zar to eat this bread now. Even though the bread is good bread, but since there's a taste of yayin shel truma in the bread, there's a smell of yayin shel truma in the bread, it's also to eat this bread for Zar. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So who you see, it's the machlokes tanoim, whether you say recha, milti or not. Now, Rav Yaisi Mate B'Shachitim, he says that the bread is made out of wheat and it's mutter. Rav Yaisi B'Shel Sarim, but he also says if it's barley bread. Rav Yaisi Sarim Shoeves, because barley saps in, gets more reyach, more smell, taste, more smell into it, more reyach goes into it. So now, what's the machlokes over here? My love, isn't it? This is what I'm arguing in. The master of a reka milti, that's that you smell the yayin in the bread. You put this hot bread on top of the barrel of yayin of truma. So now the smell of the yayin goes into the bread. Since you smell it here, it's also for zar to eat it. Well, master of a no, reka blav plumu. Even though you smell it, reka is nothing. The master, there's no real truma in the bread. It's kosher bread. It's okay. The master says, L'mayis, L'rova, that says it's muta baritanoi. Rav that says Reichel Av Milti Peshua Zom Achodet Anoyim. The one that says here it's also Peshua Tzatzah Bayas also. But La Abaya that says it's Mutam Mi Leima Tanoyim the Yatzah Zom Achodet Anoyim Om Lach Abaya Lav Mi Yitzvah Lo Adim learn on this Om Rav Abav Akon Om Rav Shlokish The Path Chama The Chodis Tesucha The Rehakal Asura Abaya